little Nino over here today.
Secret agenda.
We've got another Tim.
Well, I just heard I've got 5 minutes for two agenda items, so we're going to go fast here. Go for it. Candace's question's answered. Item 12 is the first chance the board has had to see the liquidity report. The we took a pass at coming up with some high-level information that would tell the board on a monthly basis how the liquidity program is functioning. So just a quick recap so everybody's on the same page here. The liquidity program is really the cornerstone of the new portfolio construction process. It's the dedicated portfolio that throws off a set of cash flows that's intended to fully meet our projected benefit payments here. So January 2017 was the first time we had it functioning. We pulled cash off that to pay the benefit payments. And this is really intended to allow us to have more flexibility on the growth assets to extend those further into the future here. So the way we structure the report, and by all means, provide your feedback here. I want to have a useful report. We took a stab at keeping this high level, but if there's questions, I want that feedback so we can kind of be iterative about this in the first couple of months of the program. The structure of the report is really a monthly recap, what happened in January 2017. Reality versus expectations. The middle portion says, okay, now at the end of the month, how are we positioned across our various managers and our cash portfolio? And then a reminder of the functional roles, and if I have any notes for the trustees, I'm going to include that at the end. The back half is the projected out. Treat that as kind of that guidepost. You can look to see what might happen 3 years in the future. But the front of the report is always going to be a what happened last month, what's happening today. So maybe just step through this really quickly. For January 2017, and I should say, when we take a look at the projected benefit payments, we're taking a look at the actuarial projections. The actuarial projections are based on annual numbers. So we take the Siegel numbers and we basically create a trend line for those for the year. So we take an annual number, split it into 12 months, and basically try and smooth across those numbers there. So there's going to be a model fit issue. We're never going to be exactly in line, but we want to be pretty close. And over the first 6 months or so, we're going to test how close we are. I'd like to be right at 100 to 101% every month. You can see here for January, we're at 107%. Which meant we generated about $3 million, about $2.8 million actually, more than we needed. So we had a little excess cash there. All things equal, I'd like to dial that down, but plus or minus $3 million, I think is probably within the range of actuarial accurateness, if that's a phrase that we're gonna coin. but we're gonna try and fine tune that over the first 6 to 12 months of the program here. So. We were expecting to need about $37.25 million. We actually needed about $34.7 million, so we had extra that dropped to the cash portion. If you look at the second section that says monthly manager positioning, you can see the cash flow that we pulled off each manager, $750,000 off SIP, $12.25 million off DFA, and $24.25 million off Insight.
Yeah. You may have explained later on, I just haven't gotten there, why the difference between Insight and DFA, minus 12, minus 24?
Yeah, that went to the construction process. We said we were going to have half the program with Insight, a quarter of the program with DFA, and a quarter of the program with SIP. Hmm. Insight and DFA are... they throw off larger cash flows because it's a combination of maturities and income. Where we sit, we said it was a unique strategy. We just wanted to pull the income off that.
Got it.
So think of Insight. You can almost do a short circuit here. Insight's the first 2 years. DFA's the third year.
I see it.
Since the fourth year.
Also, you might note SID and DFA, the board originally approved a $425 million allocation to both of those, and DFA is less than that. That's due to a timing issue that Tim can...
Yeah, we funded this essentially. When we look at this, we reset every July 1. So the equal weights, the 50, 25, 25, that'll exist on July 1, and then it'll be moving throughout the year. We'll be pulling down the DFA and Insight portfolios. We're only pulling the net income off there. So you're going to see the dollars fluctuate over time. And then if you go to that third section, it's just the reminder what we talked about here. What's each portfolio look like? What does it do for us? The notes on the bottom, basically, for this period of time, we said we had some excess cash. If that continues, we're probably going to adjust the model, but we need to get some more data in there. So this is the, you know, first run at providing what Mr. Holcomo was instructed me to have a dashboard. So I take any kind of feedback there, and we are going to be trying to map this over to our new reporting system, the Jacobi strategy system, over the next couple of months here. So it's a great time to, you know, I can take any feedback and incorporate it there.
One thought strikes me. On the monthly manager position, January, beginning market value, cash flow, valuation difference, gain or loss, ending market value. Just reading it quickly, I would assume that beginning less cash equals ending cash. But that's not the case, because we've got
market movements,
market value adjustments in there. Yep. Adding one more column would make that all sort of tie.
And the only reason we didn't do that is because this is not intended to capture market value movements. We're going to capture that in the quarterly report. That's the performance report. This is really more of the, because we don't intend to sell most of these positions, right? This is a buy and maintain portfolio. We thought market value differences there are not likely to be manifested, but we can certainly highlight them there if that's useful.
It just strikes me that if we're seeing this on a monthly basis, it would trigger to the board if we see big spikes in there, that something's happening, we might want to ask you about it.
We will add that column.
And I think that's a good comment, because the way it's presently presented, it looks like we lack math skills, which we don't.
Well, there is that potential as well.
Got a lot of mileage out of that 750. First column.
Right?
First row. Yeah. Man.
So I read this as so far so good.
So far so good. Probably better than expected so far, but we're going to. And I will say that the February numbers are going to come in about 107, 108% as well. But I don't want to read too much into 1 or 2 months. Let's give it 6 months, and then we'll refit the portfolio model.
We're going to have a higher payout starting May, roughly, with people retiring.
So yeah, and that we want to get one of those cycles
before
we
start. That's going to go up.
It's true.
Yeah. Trying to fine-tune the model
point.
Too much.
Uh-huh. I thought of that. Yeah,
it's going to go up.
That March 31 group starts to write in.
Yeah, once they start coming into the system.
Yep.
Okay.
This will become a routine item going forward as we, you know, solicit your feedback, get it fine-tuned, and then it'll kind of drop to the consent calendar.
Any other questions of Tim on this report? If not, I think you get 30.